On the 26th of October 1895, Dundee players left the field at Celtic Park. They were utterly dejected after suffering a truly enormous defeat. But the Celtic players were jubilant, having just set a club scoring record that still stands to this day. This is the story of that match and other high-scoring moments in the Celts' history. Dundee had travelled to Glasgow's East End for a league fixture. The East Coast side were younger than Celtic, having only been formed in 1893. The Densmen were also about to start their third season as members of the Scottish League. What happened next was little short of a footballing massacre. Around 10,000 fans were in Celtic Park for the match, as they watched as the home team took the lead after 15 minutes. By half-time, the scoreline read 6-0, and there was clearly going to be only one winner. Before the second half began, things got worse for the Dark Blues. Many of their players were carrying injuries, and two of them weren't able to play at all in the second 45 minutes. In the days before substitutes were allowed, this put them down to 9 men. Unsurprisingly, the remaining Dundee players could not contain the Celts. 5 more times in the game, the Dundee goal was breached, so that when the referee signalled for full time, it was 11-0 to Celtic. More than a century on from this day, it remains Celtic's record victory, as well as record league victory too. On various other occasions in the league, the boys have racked up a high scoring record, and put 8 or 9 goals past other teams. One of these 9 goal matches is relatively recent, and the Hoops record away league victory. In August 2022, the Celts showed an early desire to win the title when they went to Tannadice. United were trounced in a 9-0 hammering, which included hat-tricks from Kyogo Furuhashi and Leo Abada, as well as goals from Jota, Juranovic and Starfelt. In fact, winning by 9 clear goals is Celtic's joint record 21st century score. As well as the Dundee United game, Aberdeen have also endured this same 9-0 outcome. In 2012, they came to Celtic Park and suffered humiliation in another match that featured 2 hat-tricks, this time from Anthony Stokes and Gary Hooper. 9-0 was also the Celts' record league scoreline in the 20th century, one of which happened under unusual circumstances. Celtic beat Airdrie 9-0 in 1963, and again 2 hat-tricks made up the goals, this time from 2 Johns, Hughes and Divers. However, the same result in 1928 included one of the most significant personal performances in Celtic's history. Dunfermline travelled to Glasgow in January 1928, but left with a 9-goal deficit. One of the boys' goals came from Alec Thompson, but all of the other 8 were scored by Jimmy McGrory, who unsurprisingly is the club's all-time record scorer. Interestingly, although the 11-0 victory is Celtic's record scoreline, it's not the only time, or even the first time, that Celtic have scored 11 goals in a single game. In 1888, the year the boys first played a game, Celtic started their Glasgow Cup campaign by hosting Shettleston at Celtic Park. This ended in a huge 11-2 victory for the boys. And in fact, these combined 13 goals in one game is a record for any Celtic match. Also, the Glasgow Cup played another role in an 11-goal Celtic fixture. In 1891, the Celts were due to host Kelvinside Athletic. However, the West End team, likely fearing a massive defeat, scratched, meaning they handed the tie to Celtic just before the game began. A friendly was instead played, and the boys claimed an 11-1 victory. In terms of competitive games, the 11-0 victory over Dundee and 11-2 trouncing of Shettleston are the only times the boys have scored 11. But there has been another occasion that the boys have hit double figures in a game. In 1968, Hamilton came to Celtic Park for a League Cup match in September. By the time they left, they'd conceded 10 times without themselves scoring. And even more remarkably, there was only 2 scorers in green and white. Given that the game ended 10-0 to Celtic, it seems surprising that there was no goals with 25 minutes played. However, on 26 minutes, Stevie Chalmers made it 1-0, and a minute later, Bobby Lennox doubled this advantage. By the time half-time arrived, both men had not only doubled their goals tally, but also Celtic's winning margin, and it was 4-0. The second half proved to be an even more emphatic performance. Despite both men having already got 2 goals each, they were far from finished. In fact, both Lennox and Chalmers added second half hat-tricks, meaning that they each scored 5 goals in the match. Not only were the boys through to the next round, they stormed their way to the League Cup final, which they won with a huge 6-2 win over Hibs. Of course, this was certainly not Celtic's record score in a cup final, and particularly not the League Cup. For that, you have to travel back a further decade and a half, and on that night, the single most famous scoreline in Celtic's history would be witnessed. On the 19th of October 1957, a beautifully sunny day attracted a huge crowd to Hampden Park. They watched as the Celts, who often struggled in the 1950s, took on Rangers. It was a game many expected to result in an Ibrox victory, but that was certainly not to be the outcome. In the 23rd minute, Sammy Wilson put the Celtic one up, and by half-time, Neely Mockin made it 2. Billy McPhail added his name to the score sheet before Rangers pulled one back. But that just seemed to anger the Celts, and they added 4 more goals, including McPhail completing his hat-trick. By the end, the legend of Celtic 7, Rangers 1 was etched into footballing history. As well as being Celtic's record cup final scoreline in terms of national competitions, this is also a British record cup final score as well. Interestingly though, this wasn't Celtic's first Hampden in the Sun experience when hammering Rangers. In 1902, the first Ibrox disaster took place. 55 people were killed when there was a stand collapse at Ibrox during a Scotland and England game. To raise funds following this, Rangers held what became known as the British League Cup, which eventually saw the boys beat the Ibrox men to claim the trophy. However, later that year, another Rangers benefit tournament was held. Celtic would eventually win this by beating Morton 4-2 in the final, but before this, the boys had faced Rangers at Hampden Park. On a bright and pleasant day in August, it ended 7-2 to the Celts. It's also worth noting that 7-1 is only Celtic's record cup final scoreline for national competitions. The Glasgow Cup was a high-scoring tournament for the boys, and in 1968, they beat Clyde 8-0 to claim the trophy. When it comes to the Scottish Cup, Celtic have enjoyed some huge victories over the years. In addition, there are different games that could be counted as the club's record score in this competition. The most goals the boys have scored in the Scottish Cup is 9. For this you have to go back to the club's first ever season, a time that would also see Glasgow's green and white men reach their first final, albeit that they would lose this to Ferd Lanark. The events that led to Celtic scoring 9 were very controversial. In November 1888, Clyde came to Celtic Park for a cup tie, but they arrived very late. As a result, the final 15 minutes were played in near darkness, making it almost impossible to see. Although Clyde won 1-0, Celtic protested and the result was overturned. This led to a replay taking place the following month at the same venue. On this occasion, it was a very different affair. Clyde were furious at the events and refused to change at Celtic Park. By the time the game finished, they were even angrier, having conceded heavily in a 9-2 loss. However, earlier that year in the Scottish Cup, Celtic enjoyed an even bigger margin of victory. In September 1888, Cowlairs came to Parkhead for a second round tie. Earlier that month, they'd beaten Celtic in the boys' first cup final in the Glasgow Exhibition Cup. This game was a very different affair. Celtic scored 8 goals without reply, claiming an 8-0 victory. Winning by 8 clear goals is the boys' record winning margin in the Scottish Cup, and on 3 other occasions they've scored 8 times, albeit not keeping clean sheets in those games. Outside of domestic football, the boys have also had some big wins. The club's all-time top European score was a simple 9-0 victory in 1970. Celtic had lost the 1970 European Cup final and hoped to go one better the following season. They drew Finnish team Kokkola, who came to Celtic Park in September and suffered a humiliating 9-0 defeat. As well as a hat-trick for Harry Hood, this game saw a memorable debut for Paul Wilson, who came off the bench to get 2 goals. Sadly, the boys' European adventure ended at the quarter-final stage. Just like the 1970 final, it was again a Dutch team that proved to be a step too far, with Ajax beating Celtic on aggregate. In the 21st century, Celtic's biggest European win came en route to the UEFA Cup final in 2003. After being knocked out of the Champions League in season 2002-03, the boys faced Suduva of Lithuania in the UEFA Cup. In September 2002, an 8-1 home win for the Hoops ensured easy passage to the next stage. This included a Henrik Larsson hat-trick that took only 13 minutes to score. Of course, the flip side of record scorelines is that teams can also fall to big defeats. Celtic's heaviest ever defeat came in 1937. In an end-of-season league game, the boys were hammered 8-0 at Fir Park against Motherwell. There's been other occasions the Celts have lost 8, although these are not recognised as official competitions. Dumbarton won 8-0 at Celtic Park in a friendly on New Year's Day 1892. It was said that the Celtic team, especially their goalkeeper, were still feeling the effects of Hogmanay's celebrations. And Rangers also once beat the boys 8-1. This came during a Southern League match in the Second World War. In more recent times, European football has been where the Celts have faced their biggest losses. Playing in the Champions League, Barcelona, Paris Saint-Germain and Borussia Dortmund have all scored 7 against Celtic in away games. When it comes to home defeats, the boys' record defeats have involved 5 goals. Celtic's all-time home record defeat was a 5-0 loss to Hearts in 1895. Since World War II, the biggest loss the Celts have suffered at home was a 5-1 win for Aberdeen in 1947. It's perhaps no surprise that it was in this same era that the Celts once came close to relegation. In football, when it comes to results, winning is what matters the most. But of course, claiming victory with a big scoreline is always exciting, especially if it comes in an important game or against the team that's considered to be a major rival. In the case of the 7-1 win in 1957, it can even lead to songs being written that decades later on will still be heard echoing round the slopes of Celtic Park. Here's hoping the boys have many more big victories to inspire their own musical memories. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter, X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more information.